And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden arrived in Mexico City Sunday, ahead of 2 days of talks with the leaders of Mexico and Canada. He was welcomed at the airport by his host, President Andres Manuel López Obrador. Immigration is expected to dominate the talks between the North American leaders on Monday and Tuesday. Before flying to Mexico, the U.S. president visited the border between the two countries. Republican Governor Greg Abbott of the U.S. state of Texas said Mr. Biden's visit to his state was for show unless he enforces immigration laws that already exist.
It just so happens he's 2 years and about $20 billion too late. He needs to step up and take swift action, including reimbursing the state of Texas for the money that we spent, but providing more resources for the federal government to do its job.
Newly elected U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is about to face his next big test with a divided House of Representatives that's passing a rules package. Here's Jackie Quinn.
The rules package, generally a routine task at the Capitol, could bring the next showdown for Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who needed an epic 15 ballots and hours of negotiating concessions to get enough support to become Speaker. There could also be trouble brewing on raising the debt ceiling and funding federal programs. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan on Fox News Sunday.
We got a $32 trillion debt. Everything has to be on the table.
But Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries on NBC's Meet the Press says he's concerned the cuts promised to conservatives will go too far.
Undermine the health, the safety, and the well-being of the American people. It may undermine national security.
He says they'll work with the GOP to find common ground where they can. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia claims it's carried out a deadly attack on Ukrainian troops, but Kyiv denies anyone died. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery with more.
The Russian Defense Ministry says its missiles hit two temporary bases housing more than 1,000 Ukrainian troops in Kramatorsk, killing 600 of them. A ministry spokesman says the strikes were retaliation for a recent Ukrainian attack in Makiivka, which they claim left 89 Russian soldiers dead. However, Sergei Sherevachi, a spokesperson for Ukraine's forces in the east, told the Associated Press that the Russian strikes on Kramatorsk damaged only civilian infrastructure and that the armed forces of Ukraine were not affected. The Donetsk Regional Administration confirms there were no casualties, but says 7 Russian missiles hit Kramatorsk and 2 more hit Konstantinivka. Among damaged buildings were an educational house and an industrial facility. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
China's military said it had carried out combat drills around Taiwan on Sunday, focused on land strikes and sea assaults, the second such exercises in less than a month. The People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command said in a statement the aim of the exercises was to test joint combat capabilities and, quote, resolutely counter the provocative actions of external forces and Taiwan independence separatist forces, end quote. There was no immediate response from Taiwan, which the Chinese government views as its own territory. Thirty-nine people were killed and more than 100 others injured when two buses crashed in a head-on collision overnight on an arterial road in Senegal's central Kaffrine region. President Macky Sall told reporters Sunday. Sall visited the crash site. The government has announced 3 days of national mourning beginning Monday. The first orbital satellite to set off for space from Western Europe will be launched from Cornwall in southwest England on Monday. Virgin Orbit's CEO Dan Hart told a news conference Sunday they plan to use a modified Boeing 747 with a rocket attached under its wing for the first time outside the company's base in the United States. Here's more from Hart.
The space industry is worth around about £16.5 billion annually to the UK economy and employs 47,000 people, and that's growing. And we are absolutely fantastic at designing satellites and building satellites. You know, I always use the heuristic that we build more satellites here in the UK than anywhere outside of the US.
The mission has been given a window for takeoff Monday morning, but that is dependent on the weather, plus other scheduling and system issues. And Virgin Orbit said there are backup dates in mid and late January. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.